USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The organization that sets the procedures for presidential debates has announced that it plans to restructure the events going forward after the chaos and verbal sparring of the night before. President Trump before leaving Washington for a rally in Duluth, Minnesota.
By every measure, we won the debate easily last night. I think he was very weak. He looked weak. He was whining. We won the debate by almost every poll that I saw.
All polls, even on Fox News, show Biden winning the debate. He did get much more airtime due to the many interruptions from President Trump. After the debate, Biden went on an old-fashioned train tour. He spoke to people in Ohio.
The President of the United States conducting himself the way he did, I think it was just a national embarrassment.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Seven people were shot when someone began shooting from a car while driving by a funeral home in Milwaukee. Acting Police Chief Michael Brunson.
So far, victims are in stable condition, various degrees, various injuries, that type of thing. But, yeah, right now, stable.
A man who was evacuated from the Zog fire outside Redding, California, is now the fourth death from the fire. Shasta County Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
This was an individual who was evacuated with significant burns on the day of the origin of this fire.
In Los Angeles, police have arrested a suspect in connection to the ambush shooting of two county sheriff's deputies earlier this month. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
The work that was put in by our investigators, it was amazing, because now, just a few weeks later, we can report on those results, that we have a suspect in custody, and justice will be served.
Both officers in the shooting did survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The government of Botswana has determined that toxic algae was responsible for the deaths of more than 350 elephants in the African country earlier this year. Cyril Talo, the acting director of Botswana Wildlife and National Park, said that the elephants in the Saranga area died from a neurological disorder after drinking water tainted by toxic algae. He added, however, that no other species seem to be affected by the contaminated water, and that scavengers such as hyenas and vultures who were seen feeding on the carcasses of the affected elephants didn't show signs of the illness. Laboratory analysis of the elephant carcasses found that the likely cause of death was a bacteria that can cause paralysis and respiratory failure. Facebook says it's combining Instagram with Facebook Messenger in the latest step to integrate the two platforms. Messenger replaced Instagram's old messaging service, Instagram Direct, a move that will allow users to send chat messages and share photos and videos between the two platforms. It's part of Facebook's bigger plans that would include the incorporation of WhatsApp into Facebook as well. Facebook said users will be able to communicate across apps seamlessly, watch videos together, customize emoji reactions, incorporate message controls, and easily forward content. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.